We are surrounded by death. It is in our news, our novels, our video games. It's in our superhero comics, where it can be reversed on monthly whim. It's in the minutiae of the true crime podcasts that saturate the internet. It is in our nursery rhymes, our museums, our movies about beautiful murdered women. But the footage is edited. The decapitated head of the journalist is pixelated. The words of the old songs are sanitized for modern youth. We hear about people burning to death in their flats, planes disappearing into the sea, men in trucks mowing down pedestrians. But it's difficult to comprehend. The real and the imaginary intermingle, become background noise. Death is everywhere, but it's veiled or it's fiction. Just like in video games, the bodies disappear. On average, 6,324 people in the world die every hour. That's 151,776 every day, about 55.4 million a year. That's more than the population of Australia falling off the planet every 6 months. For those of us in the Western world, there will be a phone call. Someone with a gurney will collect the body and transport it to the mortuary. If needed, another person will be called to clean the place where the body lay quietly decomposing until the neighbors complained, burning an outline into the mattress like a liquid victim of Pompeii. If there's no family, another person will be paid to clear the apartment of everything that once made up a lonely life. The shoes, the subscription magazines on the doormat, the piles of books that never got read after all, the food in the fridge that outlasted its owner, the things to be taken to auction, the things to be driven to the dump. At the funeral home, an embalmer might try to make the body look less dead, more sleeping. They deal with the things we cannot bear to look at, or so we assume. Our sky falling is their routine. Most of us have no relationship with the ordinary people who carry out this necessary work. They are kept at a distance, as hidden as death itself. We hear the news about the murders, but never about the people who came to scrub the blood from the carpet and the arterial spray from the wall. We drive past the pileups, but we don't hear about the people who trawl the gutters of the highway looking for the body parts flung from the wreckage. When we mourn them on Twitter, we don't think about the people who unhooked our heroes from the doorknobs they hanged themselves from. They are the unfamous, unsung, unknown.